Hi, I'm Adil Bandukwala.
And I'm Kaushik Satish, and this is the Great Indian Marketing Show, where we go behind the scenes with top marketing leaders.
We uncover not just what marketers do, but how.
About 2 weeks back, my wife Sanya and me were holidaying at the recently launched Lee Meridian Maldives Resort and Spa, located on Tillamafushi, the southern part of Labyani Atoll. This 141 villa Marriott Bonvoy Resort celebrates the fabric of the Maldives, its people, nature and art, channeling its energy to uncover the charm of the destination through Lee Meridian's distinctive European chic lens. Spanning 9 hectares, Tillamafushi is defined as an island surrounded by the vast lagoon in Trivehi, the local parlance of the Maldives. The natural island is an eco-conscious haven abundant with indigenous flora and fauna, developed by a shimmering lagoon and coral reefs bursting with vibrant marine life, including pods of the manta rays and turtles. Guests can easily access the resort by a 35-minute seaplane journey north of the Velana International Airport, Malé. And when you just land at the seaplane ferry there, you'll notice a grand welcome by the Lee Meridian Convoy, which is standing right there. I was so impressed when I traveled there by the pristine beauty of this island, the resort's incredible design that draws inspiration from the formation of the Maldives archipelago, as well as their staff's uber courteous hospitality and spirit, that I knew I had to invite Nilesh Singh, General Manager, Lee Meridian's Maldives Resort and Spa, to this podcast. With more than 20 years of experience in the hospitality industry within Asia Pacific, Nilesh is an accomplished hospitality executive. Originally from Mumbai, Nilesh began his career at the Oberoi Airport Services in Mumbai, later moving to the Oberoi Grand in Kolkata, followed by the Oberoi in Bangalore. Nilesh then moved to the Ritz-Carlton Bangalore, where he was responsible for 8 food and beverage outlets, as well as banquet operations, and achieved both top and bottom line revenues. He was later appointed as the hotel manager at the Ritz-Carlton Bali, where he was strategic business leader for the property's operations, followed by a stint at the St. Regis Singapore and the St. Regis Kuala Lumpur. As general manager for Lee Meridian Maldives Resort and Spa, Nilesh is responsible for leading the resort operations, as well as commercial and finance operations and implementation of service standards. Nilesh is focused on the highest quality of experience, along with building strong relationships with customers, business partners, and owners. Delighted to have you with us today, Nilesh. Welcome to the Great Indian Marketing Show.
Hi, Adil. Thanks a lot. It's absolutely a pleasure to be talking to you again. I actually miss chatting with you and Sanya when both of you were on the resort, and it's absolutely been a pleasure to join this podcast. Thank you so much for the lovely introduction of the resort and our island in Maldives.
Nilesh, you recently launched Lee Meridian Maldives, a 360-degree canvas inspired by the formation of the atolls, fringing reefs, and marine life, like we were just discussing. We'd love to know more about the property and the backstory around how you were brought in for the task force to launch this property. And where are you in your journey today?
Thank you, Adil. Thanks a lot. The question is absolutely almost nostalgic now, sitting down and talking to you. And when I think about how around a year ago I landed on this beautiful island, and at that point in time, probably we just had the project workers and another of my colleagues from the resort who was present. And from that time onwards until now, I have experienced absolutely amazing stuff from day one. Just also to let you know, before this project, I had not even come to Maldives as a tourist, nor I had worked here in the past. So it's absolutely been an outstanding learning experience in the past 12 months. Now that the resort is open, and now that we see guests here, now that we see amazing feedback on different TripAdvisor reviews, social media, and in my own conversation with guests while I'm walking around, learning from them and hearing from them what they are experiencing on the resort, it absolutely gives a lot of satisfaction to me, and also a lot of satisfaction about the fact that we've been able to do a good job. So like I said, it's absolutely a great journey that I have had in the last 1 year that we have spent. Now, to answer your second part of the question and to tell everyone a little bit more about the resort, like in the introduction, you were absolutely correct when you defined what Tillamfushi means literally in Divehi, which is an island surrounded by a vast lagoon. That's what it means. And you would absolutely experience that and nothing else. The lagoon around the island is outstanding. It's most precious. It's beautiful. It's shimmering lagoon with coral reefs, bursting with vibrant marine life, including pods of manta rays and turtles. So that's on the island. 141 villas is what we have on the island in the property. And these are divided between beach villas and overwater villas. So we have a very good ratio of beach villas and overwater villas, which also means we cater to two different requirements. In terms of food and beverage, we have 6 restaurants and bars showcasing global tastes and also utilizing a lot of locally harvested produce from the island itself. Our signature restaurant is called Tabimas, which features a very lively teppanyaki counter and also has an open-air pavilion where guests can enjoy an expertly prepared omakase tasting menu by the chef. The second outlet that we have is called Rivera, which is a beachside bar, opens at 10 o'clock in the morning and also has a pool attached, which is an adult-only pool where guests can laze around during lunches and also be there during sunset and look at the sunset and have some entertainment also in the evening. The third outlet, which is kind of my favorite, and it's called Waves Cafe, very nicely tucked amongst the swaying palms. Why is it my favorite? It's my favorite because it promotes mindful eating, a lot of healthy items on the menu. The whole concept of, and the focus is on hydroponic farm to table ingredients. And hence, it's my favorite outlet, even though it's a very small outlet on the resort. The next outlet, which is Bella Bar and Grill, is situated along the poolside. This is the main pool of the resort where kids are also allowed. During the daytime, it serves a very nice pizza from the wood-fired oven. And in the evening, it turns into a more formal and a high-end grill restaurant. The next outlet is Turquoise, which is our all-day dining restaurant. The whole concept is a beachside marketplace where guests can choose from an array of global tastes and local dishes from breakfast until dinner. The last outlet, which is a La Meridian brand standard, which we call La Meridian Hub. It's a social gathering place. We call it Latitude, where the creative-minded traveler comes and has barista-crafted coffee beverages as part of the brand's collaboration with Illy Coffee. Other than these amazing food and beverage outlets, Adil, we also have many areas wherein a guest can encounter discoveries while walking around on the island. One of it is the Waves Lifestyle Hub, which is a well-being collective set against a pristine landscape with unparalleled views of the ocean. This is also where we have our gym, we have the Waves Cafe, and we have an art jam studio where we have an in-house artist who can teach guests about the Maldivian local art. The second area, which is very interesting again, is the Marine Hub, which offers a range of conservation programs, including mangrove and seagrass protection and turtle identification and snorkeling with the marine biologists with the opportunity for guests to name a turtle for themselves. This is very exciting. And just to tell you, digress a little bit, you know, I started learning all of this. I have a 6-year-old nephew who lives in London. And from the time he knew that I was moving to Maldives, every time I would have FaceTime with me and I would tell him that, hey, I went on snorkeling, and the questions would come, oh, what did you see? What kind of turtle did you see? Did you see this fish and that fish? In fact, he kind of gave me an inspiration to learn a lot about the marine life, which I was absolutely unaware of before moving to Maldives. So a very interesting, and Marine Hub serves as that space where can guests walk in and learn a lot about the marine life. Also very interesting is our own private island, which we call Bodu Finolu. It's an amazing looking island, which has a 360 degree beach, just located 5 minutes by speedboat from the resort. It is a perfect place for aperitivo during the sunset time, an intimate beach picnic and dinners under the stars. Along with this, we are also fortunate to have a very, very well-equipped La Meridian family and kids hub with programming that ranges from day and night, nature trails, folklore storytelling, and sustainable art classes for the younger guests who stay in our resort. Also talks about the greenhouse and offers immersive family experiences, including microgreen planting and family foraging and cooking classes. So these are some of the places on the resort which I can tell you we have facilities for guests, not only in F&B, but various other aspects of the resort is also covered.
Thank you for sharing that, Dinesh. That almost takes me back to 2 weeks back when I was holidaying there. And I was just kind of picturizing in my head as you talked about the different restaurants, you know, the marine life, so on and so forth. So obviously you've got amazing marine life throughout the island where you all you have to do is jump in the water, take your snorkeling gear and go from point A, point B, point C, all the way up to different points that have been highlighted on the island. The other thing that we really enjoyed is the restaurants. And Sanya, my wife, she really enjoyed Turquoise because Devjeet and Chef Devin ensured that she had a great time and they tailored a lot of food to her preferred cuisine. But for me, I really enjoyed Vela because Chef Kushan whipped out some incredible European and Mediterranean dishes, which is my preferred cuisine. So thank you for that. And this gives like a good overview. From the overview, I want to focus a little more on design. And, you know, the Le Méridien Maldives takes cues from mid-century design aesthetic and European heritage, which is inspired by the era of glamorous travel presented through the Maldivian lens. Very curious to know, where did the team draw inspiration for this from? And what particular elements of hospitality do you focus on to deliver the aha moment to your guests?
Thank you, Adil. Thank you very much. So to answer your question on the design front, you know, so the whole design aspect comes from the nostalgic nod of the glamour of the French Riviera in the 1960s. La Meridien as a brand inspires travelers to explore the world in style. And my favorite part is savor the good life and enjoy experiences that offers something more than meets the eye. Inspired by the natural beauty of the Maldives, which is what we are bringing in with La Meridien Maldives. The direction takes you on a journey between the classics of mid-century elements rooted in the principles of mid-century modernism combined with the concepts of our own island's flora and fauna. The design approach allows for a holistic integration with the design and full immersive guest experience that takes inspiration from the glamorous halcyon days of air travel. So that's where we derive our design for this resort. In terms of the aha moments for our guests, this is absolutely crucial for us. Adil, while you were here, you would have seen me personally talking to a lot of guests because it was important for me to understand how they were feeling when they were on our island and the reason why they were there. These are the two important things for us. So I can give you an example. Day before yesterday, we had a couple from Texas in US, had 6-year-old son, was so attached to this kids club attendant that he did not want to leave at all. And I remember standing at the arrival jetty and they were about to board the seaplane. And this young kid would not want to leave just because the kind of experience and the attachment he had with the kids club attendant. Now, these are the things which we try and do at the resort. Take care of the younger guests, ensure that they are well taken care of at the kids club. They learn a lot of things when they go to the marine hub, etc. Another example. This morning, actually, during breakfast, I was talking to one of the elderly couple from India. Their kids who live in US, when I say kids, grown-up kids, live in US, and they kind of gifted this holiday to their parents on their retirement. And here they are. They were in Maldives. They were on our island. And they were absolutely amazed and fascinated by the service and the staff attitude that they experienced. So in terms of service, it's high on the agenda. Obviously, the target is to ensure every single guest who comes on the resort goes with fond memories about the resort. Every single guest who comes on the resort becomes our repeat guest and wants to come back. And we have had examples again on that front wherein before leaving the resort, they tell me, hey, Nilesh, I have booked for March next year and we're coming in March. Or, hey, Nilesh, my friends are looking at the pictures or the stories that we're posting on Instagram and they want to come. So there is a lot of focus on creating those aha moments for all the guests who stay with us on the property.
You know, on that, there's a follow-up question. What you talked about, I think, is very important. It's not just from a hospitality point of view, but it's really from the org building point of view. And there are a lot of senior C-suite leaders that follow this podcast, listen to this, a lot of startup founders and org builders who are building and growing and scaling teams. On that, I want to ask this question. How did you go about building such an inspiring team? I mean, when I was on the island, I was so impressed by people across functions, you know, not just one particular function where you meet someone and say, wow, this is a great person. But, you know, when I was at the front office, right from the time I made the reservation, I was interacting with Kimberly, who was doing an amazing job. And then you come in and you're greeted by Naga and Akbar at Turquoise for breakfast. And they remember you by your names throughout the stay. They just don't forget. And then, you know, when you're saying, hey, I'm not sure about this particular dish, off comes Chef Kushan at Vela Bar and Grill, Chef Devjeet, you've got Chef Devin. They personalize cuisine for you. Hana goes out of the way and ensures your food preferences and table reservation preferences as well. She gets you the exact table you want and makes sure that it's reserved. And, you know, sometimes even calls you and asks, hey, are you going to be coming at this time? So one is a great attitude from staff. Two, proactiveness. Three, really living and raising the hospitality bar for their guests every single day. How do you go about hiring such incredible talent? And then not only hiring, but you also got to keep them engaged. And they're far and away from their families out on an island. How do you hire? How do you keep them engaged? I think this is something that a lot of people will want to learn from.
Thank you, Adil. I must say, I'm actually really impressed with the fact that you remember so many associate names still from your stay at the resort. That's impressive. Thank you very much. And it's extremely emotional when I hear all the names that you're talking about. So thank you again for that. You know, the hiring was one of the most important responsibility that we took on our shoulder when we came in as the executive committee on the resort. One of the things that was on all our minds since the beginning was to ensure we get as many associates from the Marriott background, associates who have worked in other Marriott hotels at some point in time in the career. That's what we wanted. And why I say this is, and I would repeatedly say this, that the Marriott's core culture of putting people first, taking care of our own people, who in turn then take care of the guests, is very, very impressive. And that's why we wanted to ensure that we get as many possible associates who have had a Marriott experience. Along with that, we also had to adhere to the local labor laws in Maldives, which says that we must have minimum 45% local associates in our total workforce. So we took all this into account and then started building a team that we envisioned for our resort. What helped us was the fact that in some of the regions in Asia, some of our hotels were still struggling because of the pandemic. There were associates who were put on the bench and were not engaged at their respective hotels or resorts where they were working because of lack of business in those areas. So we managed in the end to get close to 65% of our total workforce from a Marriott background. And that made all our tasks much easier because they all know what Marriott stands for, what is the expectation. They have all experienced Marriott, and that essentially helped us to ensure we didn't have to spend a lot of time in training the team. We did train the team, but imagine if we would have got associates from other companies or other hotels, we would have had to put in a lot more effort. That's, I think, one of the most advantageous thing which happened in our case. And we ended up with close to 65% of our total workforce from the Marriott background. And you see the result at the end of the day, and you experienced it yourself. The rightfully very many names that you just said who took care of you while you and Sanya were on the resort. Along with that, Adil, to answer your question, how do we keep these associates engaged themselves? Because along with keeping the guests engaged on the property, it's important to keep the associates engaged. And rightfully, you said that they are hundreds and thousands of kilometers away from their families and friends. So at the resort, what we do is we take care of their food habits. The staff cafeteria, which we call Kage, caters to all the 18 odd nationalities that we have in our team. So it's focused towards ensuring that everyone gets what they like eating in their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And food is an important part of everyone's life. So that's on their food. In terms of entertainment, the associates have a football ground where they play football. And let me tell you, for local associates from Maldives, football is the key. And they all love playing football. We have a basketball court, which converts also into a badminton court. We have a little pitch where all our Indian, Australian, Sri Lankan associates can play cricket. We also have a bar for associates, which is called ICU, where they can go sit post 8 o'clock in the evening and enjoy a drink, play pool, watch IPL games. So we do a lot of things to keep the associates engaged. Other than these facilities, the human resources team is absolutely given the responsibility of having a lot of activities regularly on the island, which keeps the associates engaged. So in a nutshell, we take care of the associates and the associates take care of the guests. And then we have at the end results where we are creating those aha moments for all our guests.
That is so cool to hear. Thank you, Ramesh. And it's so cool that you're not just taking off your external customers, which is people and travelers like us who travel, but more importantly, your internal customers, because when they're happy, obviously the guests will be happy. And that really shows in experiences of guests. Let's switch to how you successfully launched Le Méridien Maldives at a time where people weren't traveling as much. Your launch on the 1st of September 2021, which is this year, right when the pandemic struck last year and travel was kind of forbidden, nobody was traveling. Now it has resumed and people have. What kind of efforts did it take to actually make this happen? Can you give us a little bit of color?
Yes, sure. So, you know, Maldives as a destination has been quite successful, unlike many other destinations, in returning to travel since we reopened our borders last year in July. In a time where the world had closed its borders, what Maldives did was to open to the world with minimum restrictions and positioned itself as a safe haven for tourists. We saw 550,000 tourists in 2020, a significant decrease from previous years. Nevertheless, a successful tourism story amid the pandemic. And now, as of August this year, 2021, we have had 143,000 arrivals that we have recorded in Maldives. Out of that 143,000, 54,000 arrivals have been from India. And India as a location has a number one spot right now, followed by arrivals from Russia. So with Maldives being only one of the destinations wholly open to travelers, its safe haven positioning and penned up wanderlust, the destination has welcomed a repeat clientele and welcomed new guests from most parts of the globe. Also important that India has been a pivotal market to Maldives reopening success. You know, Maldives is a complex destination as far as tourist destination is concern. Since 1972, La Meridian has existed to provide a home away from home for its intrepid clientele of elite travelers, which was born during the era of glamorous traveler travel. La Meridian Hotels and Resorts celebrates culture around the world, encouraging its guests to discover the world in style. In terms of what kind of efforts did it make to happen in order to have a successful launch of La Meridian Resorts, what helped us again was being a part of the Marriott International brand. That's what helped. We also had the advantage of being a part of the biggest loyalty program that any hospitality company runs, which is the Marriott Bonvoy. And you yourself are one of the Marriott Bonvoy customers. And you saw how we were talking about this resort and how very many people from US, from India, and they were all wanting to come and visit us in the first month of the resort opening. So I guess that's what helped us. And today is the 1st of October, exactly 30 days, a month that has passed. And to give you a perspective, how successful the resort has been. And mind you, September is not the busiest month in Maldives. We've seen some good numbers in the first month, and it's only looking better from October onwards until we come to the festive season later on.
That's amazing. And with that question, let's get a little deeper. You mentioned Bonvoy. I'm a huge Bonvoy fan. I have been a Bonvoy enthusiast for, I think, last 7-8 years. We'd love to know, how are you leveraging the Marriott Bonvoy program to communicate to one of the world's largest loyalty program communities about your bespoke and much awaited launch and already fanfare?
Yeah, very rightly said. So Adil, you know, we have had a very great success thus far, like I said, in 30 days in welcoming the Bonvoy community to the resort since we opened. And like I again said earlier, the largest loyalty program in the globe. We have direct access to a captive audience of travel enthusiasts, passionate about Marriott's portfolio of brands. And because this La Meridian was a halo opening in a key destination like Maldives, the Bonvoy members aspire to travel to a destination like this, has certainly helped boost the resort's profile through the various Bonvoy channels. Aside to the highly desirable points redemption at 35,000 for an overwater villa, which you can say is the most value offering available to the members in the Maldives, and the Bonvoy marketing vehicles ranging from social media to direct email communication, the positive guest feedback that we have received from very many members via TripAdvisor, various loyalty bloggers, stays, and social media, word of mouth has been absolutely wonderful. So these channels are the most powerful marketing tool we have access to. This advocacy from members is invaluable. And I think this is what has helped. Again, looking at the guests that we have had in the past 30 days, a lot of Bonvoy members have come from US, which is our number one source market right now on the resort. A lot of Bonvoy members from India, a lot of Bonvoy members from South Korea. So I think the whole Marriott Bonvoy program has helped us to open the resort very, very successfully.
Awesome. Let's double down on that a little bit. You know, for the marketeers, startup enthusiasts, and seasoned business personas who've tuned into this podcast, we'd love to know what your go-to-market strategy looks like this year. Like, these are unheard of times. You're launching a resort which is at the heart of the Maldives. It's a great resort. So what does your GTM look like today? How are you attacking and ensuring like you get the right guests to come in? And obviously, you have a desired guest persona. You want those kind of guests to come in and experience the island. So what's the GTM play like?
Good question again. So ensuring a targeted and agile GTM or go-to-market strategy has been key to launching this resort. We have employed many tactics across owned, earned, or paid media, as well as B2B and B2C sales and marketing. Like I said earlier, being a complex destination, Maldives relies on a number of global source markets. In the first instance, it's pivotal to understand who our customer is, to understand the demographics and their passion points. Similarly, where they are coming from, how do they consume media? What's their customer journey? So we take this information and map it into marketing funnel, creating brand awareness and inspiring consumers to travel to consideration, where we layer push and pull tactics utilizing channels, that is our own social media like Instagram and Facebook, earned media channels, both online and offline public relations, and Marriott engines, and paid media, which is targeted paid social digital performance marketing tactics like Google search, OTA marketing, Meta and display campaigns, and content partnerships with the likes of Condé Nast Traveler in India, Condé Nast Traveler Middle East. So in addition to these marketing strategy, ensuring an optimized sales strategy that complements the push and pull marketing tactics is actually the key. Maldives is a destination that is heavily influenced by the travel wholesale, travel agents, DMC and operator segment, ensuring that we have a strong and very, very fruitful relationships with the key partners is crucial for us. Taking the positioning foundations laid by marketing and pulling through the sales strategy is core to our success. We have activated this engine through various tactics, including on-site familiarizations, B2B and B2C partner marketing, leveraging our partners' database and channels to promote us, in-market visits from Russia and India. Sales tactics such as this further support the marketing engine to pull the consumer down the funnel conversion. So yeah, these are the stuff that we have done as far as the GTM strategy or resort in this year.
Understood. That's very helpful. It gives us a lot of perspective in terms of what all goes into channels, different channels, like you rightly described at the start, owned, earned, and paid, and how do they break into different properties, because you've got to have a very distributed strategy to ensure that the right kind of guests get to know about your resort and then eventually can tune in. Dilesh, another question that we had is, what kind of team is really required to launch such a magnanimous property? What was the task force like during the launch? And what's the current team like at the Le Méridien Maldives?
When I arrived almost a year ago, we had a resort manager who was stationed at the resort. We had our director of sales and marketing based in Singapore. We had a director of engineer, executive chef, who were kind of stuck in their respective countries because of the pandemic. That's when the whole task of starting to recruit the associate for our resort started. What we did was we leveraged on the fact that Marriott is a big company. And like I told you, that the idea was to get as many associates from the Marriott background in order for us to ensure that they know what Marriott stands for. They know what the core culture of Marriott is. They know how to treat guests and they know how to create those aha moments. So that was the key from the beginning. And I also mentioned that we had to adhere to the local laws, labor laws, wherein we needed to recruit minimum 45% of our total task associates from Maldives itself, and rest could be expats. So the team building happened very, very gradually, and we stumbled upon quite a few obstacles. One such was, you remember when India had another wave of pandemic and South Asian countries were not allowed in Maldives, and amongst the workforce that we have, quite a substantial number comes from India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bangladesh. And now imagine we are 2 months from the opening of the resort and we were not able to get our associates who were stuck in these countries because Maldives had closed their borders. So some of the obstacles that we continued to experience while we were coming closer to the opening of the resort, thankfully, the Maldives government allowed the South Asians to come in. And all our associates were able to come into the resort. So a month ago, when we opened the resort, we had the entire workforce. Some of them I would have liked to have with us a little earlier than what they arrived on because of the South Asian borders being closed in Maldives. But nonetheless, again, the fact that we were able to recruit a lot of our associates from Marriott background, we didn't have to spend a lot of time in training them. So that saved us from the fact that even though they arrived a little late on the island, we were able to open the resort on 1st of September and opened the resort with great feedback from every single guest who has stayed with us. And now that we are open a month's time, and now that in the next couple of months until December, January, February, we will hit the peak season and the festive season, we are gradually ramping up our manpower for the resort to ensure that we are ready to take care of all our guests who eventually stay with us. So yeah, that's what we had to do. And this has been a favorite part for me personally, Adil. You know, all 200 odd associates who work with me on this resort have been interviewed by me. I have met virtually each one of them, be it an executive committee member or a kitchen stewarding associate who works in the dishwash area. So personally interviewed every single individual. I would have spent 5 minutes with a rank and file. I would have spent an hour and a half interviewing an executive committee member. But the idea was to ensure we get associates with the right attitude, people who really want to work in hospitality, people who really have the passion to take care of guests, even though they might not be very, very technically sound, but that's something that we could teach them on the resort. I think that's what helped. In the end, we've been able to draw up a team which is very, very like-minded. They all want to create those aha moments for guests. They all want to see good feedback from guests. They all want to see happy faces when we stand at the jetty saying bye to the guests. So yeah, that's what has helped us.
Awesome. So with that, that's a wrap on our podcast. Thank you so much, Nilesh, for joining in. This has been the first time we're hosting someone from the hospitality business on our podcast. We typically talk to a lot of people in the tech business, but this has been so much fun. I've learned a lot. Thank you for making time.
Hey, Adil, I must thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak to you on this podcast. And it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And beyond that, it was an absolute pleasure knowing you. Now we are friends. When I'm in Bangalore next, we catch up for sure. And I don't want to say where we will go.
I was about to say it, but you know what?
I'm not saying it.
We'll tweet the pictures out when we actually meet, because both of us know where it's going to be.
Yes, true, true. Thanks a lot. Say hello to Sanya and take care of yourself and look forward to see you soon.
Will do. Thank you, Nilesh. Hey, that was a conversation with Nilesh Singh, General Manager, Le Méridien Maldives Resort and Spa.
Thank you for joining us. And if you've liked what you've heard, don't forget to subscribe to us. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and all major podcast networks. Until our next episode, this is me, Adil Bandukwala.
And Kaushik Satish signing off for the Great Indian Marketing Show.